Duval County lawmakers are drawing a line in the sand when it comes to allowing Central Florida to withdraw so much water from the St. Johns River. But Jacksonville Republican Representative Lake Gray says finding support for Duval's resolution in Tallahassee will be like swimming against the current.
Our challenges are that we have a fewer number of members in our delegation than they do in the Orlando area, so getting legislation passed is going to be a greater challenge for us.
The Central Florida Water Initiative is a consortium of water management officials. The group suggests the river withdrawals, along with urban conservation efforts, to supply a growing population around Orlando. But the concern is pumping more fresh water from the river will drive up salt levels, further damaging the fragile ecosystem. It's the same reason why the St. Johns Riverkeeper is opposing dredging at Jacksonville's port. But the delegation has traditionally supported the proposed deepening. St. Johns Riverkeeper Lisa Reinemann says dredging and pumping in Central Florida could be a deadly combination.
Right now, unfortunately, this river is threatened by the deep dredge of the St. Johns. It's also threatened by water withdrawals. And unfortunately, it's historically been plagued with pollution. All of these cumulatively impact our St. Johns and can really render a state of collapse if we're not careful.
Still, Representative Ray says the withdrawals are more harmful because they affect the river's flow. And Reinemann says the Riverkeeper is putting finishing touches on its federal lawsuit to stop the dredge. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.